ओम शांति। नॉर्मली वी ऑल बिलीव दैट नॉलेज और ज्ञान इज द हाईएस्ट अटेनमेंट and to be knowledgeful means that a being that is knowledgeful will be able to avoid all the pitfalls of life and able to lead a happy life. So all of us try to acquire as much knowledge in as many fields as possible. But today, this evening, let us ponder about the outcome of all the knowledge that we have acquired up to this moment. Has the desired result been achieved or not? What will you say? Are we all able to lead have a happy life? Are we satisfied with life? Do we no longer require any more knowledge, or still we are looking for more and more? Now see, the classic statement that an individual today makes is, I want to do this, but somehow I am not able to do it. And I didn't want to do it, but it happened. This is the classic statement. Despite all the knowledge, knowledge means knowing both sides, right and wrong, good and bad. What for this knowledge is? That we should be able to do good and right and to avoid wrong and bad. But are we able to do that? If not, what good that knowledge is? So, therefore, I want to draw your attention to something higher than knowledge, and that is unipolar, only one-sided, knowledge of only one side, and that is, we all know it, called wisdom. Wisdom. What is the difference between knowledge and wisdom? Wisdom is a spiritual phenomenon. Knowledge is a mixed phenomenon. So therefore, in India, people worship Saraswati as the goddess of wisdom, not as the goddess of knowledge. This brings us to the interesting and purposeful subject of this evening topic, and that is positive change. When a person imbibes or gets into the intellect, both sides of the coin, that is to say right and wrong. So that causes difficulty in discerning between right and wrong. Why? Because of our own past built up what we call personality traits or sanskars. So those will interfere, and knowing very well that this is right and must be done, our mind will say, well, think, will you be able to do that for sure, or you may be able to do or may not be. So a doubt is created. Similarly, not to do wrong, you have been promising yourself every new year, making so many promises, I will not do this. But again, after some days, you are back to normal. So think twice before pledging with yourself. You will be able to sure not to do it. So there was a person, he said, quitting smoking is so easy, I have done it 12 times already. Therefore, if we want universality, unity, we have to be unipolar, we have to wear only one color goggles, that's all. Only take what is right from the environment and also raise from within what is right and carefully, consciously avoid what you know is wrong and will definitely, to the extent we do it or not do it, cause us harm. So that is a simple thing. In India, there was an area where rain did not fall for the whole year and all the fodder became dry. The fodder was brought before the cattle. The cattle refused to take it. So they put green goggles on the cattle and they ate it. So that is the idea. So everyone, all of us, are naturally and normally doing it in our life unconsciously. Supposing a person is a vegetarian, he goes to the market. There may be many shops and many places of the otherwise food. But because that person is not concerned, he is watching, he is seeing with his eyes, but he just, it doesn't register in him. He crosses fast from that area. Similarly, a dirty drain comes, so we naturally avoid it, so we put a hanky and try to cross past fast. And supposing you happen to pass through a rose garden, you slow down, you try to inhale the fragrance and so on. So we are doing it naturally, avoiding what we dislike and trying to linger and have more of what we like. Here we have to consciously do it because the input will lead to output. The raw material that you feed to yourself will bring the finished product. The input comes from two sources. One is external, through the ears, through the eyes, through the nose, through all the sense organs. depending upon what I have developed as my liking. And also from insight, created through our mind, through our thoughts. And that insight is owing to not any momentary action of the mind, but what has been built up. The tap will give the type of water which is stored in the tank. It is so easy. If there is green water in the tank, tap will give green water. If there is hot water, it will give hot water. So mind is like a tap. We start blaming the mind, why you are giving out hot water or green water, I want cold water. No. It is what I have built up in the tank. So essentially, what is required is positive change. To change to what is really beneficial to me, what will bring naturally bright future to me. It is as simple as that. How to do it? That should also be as simple as it is said. How to do it? First of all, we have to detach ourselves from our role. We are human beings, not human doings. Today's society gives respect, honor, or recognition to a person depending upon what that person is doing, what is his status. They first ask the status of the person, his position, his possessions, his property, and then accordingly they give that person respect or regard or recognition, not as a human being. Now, in young age, a person is purer than as he grows. We all know it. You see the children going in a school bus. Your car is falling. They do not know you at all. They are innocent. So they try to make contact with you and then they start playing like toys, living toys, jumping, dancing, and looking at you and making actions. You are so happy till that bus is in sight. Take a little grown up, that person will not do that, and still a mature person, if his car is by your side and just happen to look at him, he may come out and say, why you are staring at me? So this is the situation. Why? Because we have been right from birth told by the whole society that you are not a being, but you are not a human being, but you are as per your status and standing. For an example, take matrimonial ads. What is advertised there? Wanted what? The most paying profession of the day. Wanted an IT expert or whosoever is maybe a doctor or a chartered accountant or a dentist, whatever. Not a single ad will have the statement wanted a good human being, wanted a good life partner. So this explains our society is thinking about human beings. That is why we are supposed to be superior most of all the species, created by Almighty in His own image. That is to say, we are supposed to have all the virtues and qualities that Almighty, the Supreme, has. But on the contrary, the market of today is not for these things. So, doing Rome as Romans do, so we are all doing what others are doing, and we are also all getting what others are getting. So, therefore, if we want to come out of the rut, what is the process? In the Brahma Kumaris, it has been made easy. It has been tested and tried in the laboratory of lives of thousands, I may say millions, so that the Brahma Kumaris want to share with their brethren. And what is that? First of all, take a movie actor. A movie actor will play the role, a good hero actor, as per requirement. He becomes a doctor and he acts better than an actual doctor. People pay money to see his performance. You make him a patient in the next movie and he will be crying better than a real patient crying. And people pay for his performance. You may make him a king, you make him a porter, anything. But actor means one who can perform the role better than the actual. That is why the actor attracts. Now, does the actor ever feel, when he is playing the role of a king, that really I am cousin of King Charles and I am playing the role of a king, and if you want to remove his robes after performance, he starts crying, why you are taking away my robes? No. The reason is, he understands in his heart, he is a different being, he has a different identity, he has a different family, very for sure, and he is only playing a role. And what we normally do in life, we are also actors. That person may be a small-time actor and we are lifelong actors. So why can't we also, which is a reality, think that we are different beings, our development, our progress, our happiness, our contentment, all is depending on different factors. And not on the role that I am playing. Unfortunately, as the current currency of the day, we all identify with our roles, and here is the result. So number one, you may be knowing, the first lesson that we learn in the Brahma Kumaris is I and my. If the whole lot of people start saying something wrong, it is accepted as right. Because there is no exception, nobody telling them you are doing the wrong. This is natural. So, we have been identifying ourselves with the my as I. And the I has been forgotten, put in the background. The I is not nourished, the I is not recognized, and in fact it is the I that is suffering the consequences of a wrong identity. You can call it identity crisis. So, it may be a big statement, but it is a fact. Entire humanity is suffering from identity crisis. We are conceding my to be I. If a driver starts thinking he is a motor car, for how long the car will remain undented and without accident? So we are meeting accidents in our life. Now when I say my nose, my hands, my body, my legs, my clothes, the whole body, my body. Where is the I? Who is saying? It means I am thinking that it is the eyes that are looking, it is the ears that are hearing, and so on. But what is the fact? Are the eyes looking or is some other being looking through the eyes? Eyes are the same. In the morning, someone is my dear friend, but somebody gives me information that he is stepping you in the back. In the evening, I see the same person and I say, get lost. So it is not the eyes. They are seeing the same being. It is the being inside who has got now different information. And secondly, and most importantly, anything that we require in this world, name anything, starting with peace, love, happiness, contentment, have a whole list of all those things. You will find that none of those is physical or material. Is love a physical experience? Is peace something physical? It can be bought somewhere. Contentment, happiness, whatever you may call. Why so? Because the experiencer itself is non-physical and non-material, it is the soul. And we are ignoring the soul. We are used to getting it through the material means. So we have started identifying ourselves with that material thing called body. A person wants air, he is concerned with the fan. He thinks that air is coming from the fan. He doesn't know the mechanics that there has to be electricity behind it and so on. So that is one thing, identity crisis. Okay. Supposing we know this now that I am the soul, this is my body. Will that enable me to implement it also all the time? No, not at all. The whole world will be thinking me by knowing me by name, respecting me by my qualification, whatever it is, and possessions and so on. So if I want to be in the crowd, if I want to be part of them, I have to be like them. So it becomes very difficult to balance the two things so that you keep your individual entity and try to improve it and also be with the world. But it is a fine art because after all, light is more powerful than darkness. Knowledge and enlightenment is more powerful than ignorance. And you know, if the two meet, the light can show light to others also. Therefore, we have to practice it. It is called overcoming implementation paralysis. We have to implement it. I will give you a simple example. Buttermilk contains butter, but it is mixed in the buttermilk. It is not visible. Similarly, the soul is functioning inside me. It is not visible. One can understand it. So, if you press this finger, you will feel pain and you will think soul is here in the finger also. And you touch anything in the body, you will feel the soul is present in the body, but it is not so. If you churn the buttermilk and the butter comes out and it looks heavy but it is floating because it is light, you cannot again mix even a bit of that butter back into the buttermilk. Its property has changed. Similarly, by practicing soul consciousness over a period, even if someone tells you in your sleep that you are the body, you will not accept it because you have experienced it. I am the soul functioning through the body, it is that easy. Now there is a huge difference between this simple understanding and not knowing this. And that is, this body is perishable, it has a lifespan, and we have come to such times that there is no surety or guarantee about even its minimum lifespan. Anything can happen to anyone, anytime. Even a baby can die, baby in the womb can die, there is child death, so nobody knows what is going to be the lifespan. And we are doing everything that we are doing, getting education, getting property, assets, forming relationships, are only confined up to the limit of my leaving the body. So, isn't it a tragedy that we are working so hard and accumulating certain things, but all the same, in our mind, there is hanging the fear that any moment I may lose it, especially when you leave some near and dear one in the graveyard and consign that body to the fire or bury it, then you feel this is going to happen to me. One day I am also going to be here. So momentarily one gets that realization, but as soon as you come out, it's gone. At that time they say, look what this man after all took with him, nothing. But as soon as you go out, you will say, let us see what he left for us. So that is the difference. Therefore, permanency, eternity, immortality is the greatest benefit that I, the being, am imperishable. Everything may go, but still I am there and I can get back that everything. The insurance company won't give it, but this understanding can give it, and so easy. There is a big, big banyan tree, and it was born out of a small seed. We know that the tree has grown out of the seed, and it also has a lifespan, and one day this tree will die, so to say. It will dry out. Is it the be-all and end-all of the banyan tree or not? So, the classic question, hen first or egg first, seed first or the tree first, it will leave a seed which can produce the whole banyan tree over again. So I, the being also, I was before I took this body. This body's age is 90 years. 91 years before today it was not there. And you can also add a year to your present age and ask yourself, did you have this body? What will be the answer? For future, as many happy, hopeful years to your life, I may live for so long. And again ask the question, will it be there? No. And all other things associated with it, my kids, my family, my house, my bank balance, my car and so on, also will be left. They will look for a successor. In fact, they in advance tell you to nominate your successor. They are so sure about it. So therefore, what will be left? So are we thinking about the dark tunnel, or are we want light beyond the tunnel? It is so simple as that. So this understanding, spiritual understanding, is not something practical or something to be pursued or something to be helpful in your life and living. No. It is basic. The purpose of life is that I, the soul, took this body in a particular situation and condition. I should leave it in a better condition. Not that I should barter away my whatever is left of my qualities and attributes and leave this body in a poorer condition. My future will be again poorer by that. It is so simple. So this is what Brahma Kumaris are saying, that consciousness, experiences, feelings, everything is done by the soul, and I have to realize that, I have to experience that through meditation, and I have to live that in my own interest. That is one part of the story. Now, people think that change over from negative to positive, from a mixed life to pure life, is very, very difficult. One may have to do charity, chanting, penances, read scriptures or do certain things, remember God continuously, turn the beads off, and so many things. Why all this we are doing? And it has grown to extreme. Today there is a, just as in a supermarket, there is a variety of everything. So there is a spiritual, religious supermarket. You have got all the permutation, combination, all the shades. And what we are doing is we are trying from one to the other. Just as in politics, we change one government for the other, thinking that the other will be better. But it's just a changeover only. The question is, we have to see the basic. If you are climbing down the steps, the next step is going to be lower. If you are climbing up the step, the next step is going to be higher. Now tell me, all of us bodily are getting older every day or not? It's a fact. Can anyone avoid it? No, this whole world also, this particular city of yours, those who have lived here for 50, 60 years, they know it has grown older. Everything is squeezing and becoming, you know, scarce. Further, 100 years ahead, what is going to happen? It is going to become a garden of Allah, God's paradise, or it's going to become, as per the trend, am I going to get older or can I become a young boy or a baby? Therefore, time always moves forwards. That is the basic. What the whole world is trying to do is to make this old world new. And when sometimes Brahma Kumaris say there has to be a changeover, there has to be a demolition and then rebuilding, they say, don't say that, please. Don't utter these words. You know, we do not want destruction. The Brahma Kumaris are only telling what has been told to them. We want or we do not want. God has not produced the nuclear weapons. We have produced. Therefore, it is naturally as per situation. When the gardener is away, you will have a forest. And if a forest, garden has to be laid, the gardener has to be there. So something is missing. That is why it is becoming a forest more and more. We may accept it or not. Now therefore, again, coming to a sense, what I as an individual, or each of us as an individual, can do to bring a positive change in myself, at least, leave rest of the world. So all the symbols point to that. We have got the symbol of a lotus flower. What does it convey? What is the speciality of a lotus flower? It is like a raincoat. It protects you from rainfall. It is not affected by rainfall. And we all want, even a wristwatch, we want waterproof, fireproof, anti-magnetic, and so on. But have we ever thought that my being is also fireproof, waterproof, anti-magnetic, and proof of everything, whatever may be happening? People are digging, you know, down the earth, making shelters and so on. But these are artificial. So how can I protect myself? Not only protect, but also be a positive being inside. That is the basic question. Do you think it is very, very difficult, or do you think it is so easy? What do you think? Tell me, is the way to your residence easiest? Have you ever looked for the road sign or the letterbox or the house number while entering your house? Anywhere in the world you may be there, mentally you know where your house is or not. Is it easily registered, or you have to think about it? Sitting here through mind, if I tell you to open the tap of your kitchen, mentally can you do that? You are aware where it is? And water is scarce, so please close it. So the basic idea is, for all practical purposes, physically, we are not physically living all the 24 hours. In fact, we are mentally living most of the time, otherwise also. Now you are sitting here, who knows where your mind is? You may have some problem at home. You may be thinking, let this talk finish, I have to go back, who knows? And normally a person who is a non-listener will be nodding more, so that the person understands that he is listening the most. So it's okay. Now the thing is, basic law is, it is always easy. The right path is always easy, and the wrong path is always difficult. A student also can solve a question easily if he has studied well. And for a student who has been a truant, every question is difficult. Same thing. Everything is in the mind. Now, you will see the mind is affecting your body all the time. We are thinking sound mind in a sound body. Everything we are thinking upside down. Because we have been taught you are the body, so we have to build everything from the body upwards. Actually, it is the other way. Now, you have got a phone call. See your facial expression. Forget the phone call also. You are sitting alone and you are smiling. Someone comes. He says, you look so happy. What are you thinking? Now, face is the index of mind. So you are thinking something pleasant. Or you are worried, or you are thinking of taking revenge from someone. Or you are thinking, hating someone and that thought is coming to you, this person called me like that, and you are thinking. Then the friend will say, you look so worried. What is it? What's wrong? So therefore, it is the mind. Now, mind is your own. You can have control over your mind. You cannot have control over another's mind, but you could definitely can have your own mind. Can we not select consciously what thoughts should I raise and what I should not? Just as you select a television channel, if a person is fond of sports, he will switch on the sports channel. If somebody is thinking of some entertainment, he will switch on. So it is, the switch is in your hands. If you let go, like, you know, something wild, wanderer, with no end and object, let any channel be playing on my TV, that won't help. Now, we have to select what I want my mind to feed my mind. So, positive thoughts are the food of a healthy mind. Now reverse, negative thoughts are undernourishing or malnourishing the mind. Consciously or unconsciously, if we raise all thoughts today, things coming from outside and influencing us, because a weak mind will be influenced. Just a weak person bodily is influenced by the disease, first of all. So, ultimately it boils down to two simple things. One is, always think well of others. It doesn't matter what the other person is doing. We may be doing right or wrong. Even a parent, the child may be not doing well, but parent is a well-wisher of the child. Although child may be gambling, spoiling the name of the parent, but still, parent has mercy and sympathy for the child. So similarly, for my sake, not for the sake of others, I should have mercy and sympathy and well wishes for others. Same way as we think and feel God, we seek from God. We know we are sinners, we have done wrong. We say, we don't argue. We say, God, have mercy on me. Don't look at my sins. You know, in Hindi we have a song, Prabhu ji mere avgun chitna dharo. We have a song. Oh God, don't look at my wrong things. God smiles and says, if I start looking at the wrong deeds of the human beings, I won't be God. So I don't look at it at all. And then God says, okay, you also do not look at the weaknesses of others. Then I will say, no God, I am used to looking at the weaknesses of others, but please don't look at my weakness. Have mercy on me. So, the antidote to anger is mercy. Why God doesn't get angry? He has mercy. Why a grandparent doesn't get angry? He has mercy. So, being well-wisher through our mind of others, first of all, protects me. There is a other saying in India, Jo tujhko kaanta boe, you know, usko bo tu phool. The one who sows a thorn for you, you sow a flower for him. Why so? Because you are going to get flowers and he is going to get thorns, more of them. So what I sow, I will reap. So we sow in the mind. So the simplest formula is that we consciously, what is the meditation? Is making a program for yourself at the elementary level. In fact, the meditation is getting power from the Almighty to make our mind powerful. What we call manobal, soul power. But to start with, in the morning, it is my day, I have to be happy, I have to be contented, I have to be at controls. So let me decide in silence that I will be thinking only good. If I think good of myself, I will think good of others. Unfortunately, by thinking of weaknesses of others, I have become so weak, I cannot think even good of myself. If I have to go to a hospital, I will start thinking wrong things, that I don't know what will happen to me, I may come out or not, because my thinking has gone away that I only think weaknesses, and that will include me first. If I get angry on another person, I will get anger first in myself. 100 degrees of anger will transfer 80 degrees to him. Who burns first I? All those things are there. But to start with, number one is, be a well-wisher of all. And number two is, have a to-give approach. In life, I have to have a giving approach. Normally we say, give respect, you will get respect. Don't wait for the other one to give you respect and you respond. Give love, you will get love. Giving is getting, because it is in consonance with the universal law. In the whole universe, everything is giving. Everything. Nothing is producing or creating anything for itself. This is a very, very important thing to understand. Everyone is giving. Let us, in this room itself, let us see. The chair you are sitting on, why we buy chairs or keep chairs? Because the chairs give us comfortable sitting. Chairs do not give that comfort to themselves. There may be a godown full of chairs, but it is not for chairs themselves, for us to use the chairs. This light bulb is giving light to itself or to us? To us. The tree produces fruit. Does it eat its own fruit or it is for us? The river gives us water. Does the river ever drink water? The mighty sun gives heat and light to itself or to us? So the universal God is always the giver. So the universal law is to give. And our ancestors knew this normal fundamental law. So they were called devatas. Devata means the giver. And in philosophy, all these planets are also called Devata. Chandra Devata, Surya Devata, air means giver. So if we become a giver, then you will be having dignity, self-respect, upper hand. Supposing you have to give £1 to someone, your hand will be like this, please take. And if you have to get £100, your hand will be like this. So that is the philosophy of it. So therefore, be a giver, you will be an emperor in yourself, and you are definitely going to get, but don't think of getting. I am a chartered accountant by profession, and in accountancy what we were taught was, what comes is gain, what goes out is loss. When I came to Brahma Kumari, I found it is the other way. So I am still a chartered accountant in the worldly sense, but now I follow this rule, give and you will get plenty. You sow one seed, one pea, and you will get whole lot of peas. That is the philosophy. Om Shanti.